Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
94, WIP, hour number two, Eagles bye week. And we'll get through it. We'll get through it. And stop all this nonsense worrying about rooting for the Cowboys or not rooting for the Cowboys. Better if the Washington football team wins anyway. I've already laid that out for you. It really is, because in the Cowboys game, probably the last game of the season, won't mean as much. Won't mean anything. They may not play their players. The Eagles may need the win to get in. Regardless of who wins the Cowboys and the Washington team, the Eagles control whatever they control. If they win all four games, which they're not going to do, but nobody's going to do that. So, Sixers an average team. Let's get over it. This core is not going to win a championship. Let's get over it. Ben Simmons, just get rid of him already. But, you know, the machine of rumors is working. Sixers are calling Woj. Hey, Woj, we had a lot of interest. Oh, okay, great. They're trying to get interest. That's part of it, because Woj, whatever they say, Woj will put out there. And then Rich Paul's calling people to put it out. Oh, yeah, it's heating up. Heating up. He is what he is. It doesn't change. Why would it heat up now? Teams aren't going to win with him, with Ben Simmons, but whatever. So it's a bye week, so we'll get through this. We'll get through this week. Baseball, we don't care. Not right now, we don't care. Look who's on the line. And he is, now he's dividing his time between this show and other shows in the afternoon. And, you know, he says it's not him. Arthur and Scottsdale, what did you do, just leave the casino there, big guy?
Correct.
You know, isn't that Wait a minute. Isn't that a violation of your probation? You're not supposed to be in a casino?
That is correct.
Well, aren't you afraid about going back in the joint? Or you just like... I'll tell you what. You miss your boyfriend in the joint. I knew it.
No, you know what I miss? That three hops and a cut.
What? You miss what?
Three hops and a cut. I get fed all day long. I don't have to do nothing. Where could you beat that?
That's right, and then time stands still, so you don't know what time it is because you're a dope anyway.
Correct, and I don't age.
You don't age?
No, because time stands still.
But there's no Glenn Levitt at the
joint. Don't bet on that, brother.
Oh, you smuggled it in, huh? How much did you have to pay the guard to get the Glenn Levitt when you were in the joint?
Couple hundred.
Oh, that's not bad. All right, to get your cell phone in the joint, how much did you have to bribe the guard?
That cost me $3. It cost my daughter $3 because I'm in the joint.
$3,000 to get a phone in the joint.
And yeah.
Now, how do you charge it up? Did she send you
the
plug?
It comes with everything. They bring the charge. You got plugs in there. You got TV in your room.
Oh, okay. See, it's in your cell. It's not a room. It's a cell. And you should be in solitary confinement. So, all right, let's deal with the other thing.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
You call the afternoon show, and you know, I like those guys, but, you know, I made you what you are today, not a felon, but you are a felon. And then you call, right? Just tell me it wasn't you. Go ahead, tell me it wasn't you.
It wasn't me.
There's nobody that sounds
like
you.
Do you got proof?
Yeah, I do have proof. I have.
Proof?
I took it to a voice.
I don't hear nothing. Prove it.
I took your voice to an analyst. And then analyze it was you.
No. It's an imposter. That's what I'm saying.
You are an imposter, although you are a convicted felon. I can't believe you're not back in the joint yet. I just can't believe it. All right. You wanted to talk about the Eagles, which is nonsense, because they won They won last week in New York. They didn't beat the Giants.
I got to change here real quick. First, I want to give a shout-out to Cantor Freedom. Oh, I love him. For the Celtics, won't take the knee to China. Why ain't you talking about him?
Who?
Cantor Freedom for the Celtics. The basketball player.
Why would I talk about him?
Because he's standing up for freedom.
Well, you know, we're all standing up for freedom.
No, we're not. LeBron James taking a knee. The NBA taking a knee to China.
Well, the NBA, the only person that doesn't like that is LeBron because he's trying to sell stuff over in China. LaFraud, excuse me, LaFraud. All right, you wanted to talk about
the
Eagles. Let's get to that.
I just thought I was a bad boy this year and Santa wasn't going to grant me my wish, but he did. Quarterback controversy in Philadelphia.
It's not that
on
bad.
The bye week. And then the next game of the, what are you going to do? Well, you're going to fall apart.
Hey, I'll tell you what. You lost a bet to me, and I got to at least compliment you for something. You did donate to the Eagles Autism Challenge. I saw your donation come in. You lost a bet.
Correct.
And paid it. There's a creep out there named Lamont who thought the Jets would beat the Eagles, and that was a bet for charity, and I haven't heard a peep out of him. Not one peep.
Let's clear this up. First of all, I'm a bookmaker. And if you don't pay your bets, nobody's going to do business with you. You know what I mean? I lose. I want to pay. I don't care.
Did you just say you're a bookmaker?
No, I didn't say that.
Well,
you
just said that, so you admitted guilt.
You got the tape? You got the tape? I didn't
read you your rights, but, you know, I didn't have to because you weren't under arrest yet, so I didn't have to read you your rights.
I didn't
you
say that.
Just
you
admitted you're a bookmaker. You violated
probation. I don't remember
probation.
That. You got proof. You got somebody here to confirm.
Yeah, well, we saved the tape. We got it.
I don't know what you're... So you'll have to play it.
Okay.
Where can I hear the tape?
I'll tell you what. The Eagles play the Giants in not...
No more sucker bets. No, listen to me, please.
Oh, you don't want to take them then, huh?
No more sucker bets. I gave you the gift.
You don't.
Sucker bets are over.
Here's the only thing you're good for around Christmas. The Eagles have a chance to make the playoffs. The Giants, with that fraud as a coach, have no chance with that coach.
Who don't know that? I told you that. That they're mutts.
Your Giants suck. Your Giants suck.
I told you they're mutts.
Here's one of the things that you're good for around the holidays, because you're so good at singing. And
correct.
This time of the year, Christmas carols. Do you know anything else but Nat King Cole? Do you have any other song besides Nat King Cole?
Yeah, I'd like to sing a song. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me think what I want to sing. Okay. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so because
good
for
goodness sake.
Oh, you better watch out. I'm singing. What are you doing?
Yeah, because your singing sucks. But it's
no,
I
it
have
doesn't.
To help. Yeah, I have to help.
My singing doesn't. You don't know what you're talking about.
At least you did something different than Nat King called chestnuts roasting on an open fire. You always do that. But you
I just sang this song. What are you talking about?
I know. You did a good one.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas.
You know what? That is enough. Hey, all right, so I'm going to put out odds, and I'm going to put out odds in the sports book. The over-under on you being arrested by the end of January, what's the over-under? Or what is it? What are the odds for the over, and what are the odds for the under? I would say the under is minus 400.
And
the under before January 31st is minus 400. Afterwards is plus 800.
I think that's good math. After January, I would go up plus 800 because I'm getting fatter of organized crime. You're getting on my last nerve. They may make me make a mistake.
Organized crime? You can't organize anything, you moron.
What do you mean I can't organize anything? What are you talking about today?
Hey, listen, it's early in the morning in Scottsdale, 2 hours earlier than here. Okay. Hey, listen, Glenn Levitt's on me. I'll pay you next time I see you, all right?
Yeah, that's why I can't leave the state. But when I can leave the state, you're buying me a state job.
Okay, you're on. All right.
All right, listen.
And hopefully, hopefully you're not in the joint and I talk to you before Christmas. Merry Christmas, you moron.
Merry Christmas and happy Hanukkah.
You dope. All right, see ya.
I think your singing's getting better.
You know what, Bill, you're right. I think the singing is getting better. It really is. Let's go to Bob. Bob, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
Another day in paradise. We just had Christmas carols. I mean, what a special moment that was.
Yes, it was. Hey, I just wanted to talk. I agree with you totally about Daryl Morey. This guy is, I don't know, I think he's a fraudster. Looking back at his trade history with Houston, he got lucky on one trade, and then I'm just looking at the history of what he's dealt away and what he got back in some of his trades. There is no way that he's going to get anything of any value for Ben Simmons at this point. He waited too long, and I don't know. I'm about giving up on the 76ers as an organization. I grew up in the Dr. J, Larry Bird era. And this organization is a total joke, and why anybody would spend any money to go to a game is beyond me.
Yeah, they really don't. It's not a well-run organization. I mean, there's some good people that work within that organization, but the ownership, now the owner is an absentee owner because he moved to Florida. And there's two people. I mean, Michael Rubin is a great guy, but he's not the majority owner. And Josh Harris and David Blitzer are the majority. They share the majority, and neither one of them are in town. And not that Josh Harris lived here. He was in New York, but he would take his helicopter here. But now he's in Florida. I don't think you're flying a helicopter from Florida up here. So it's just Daryl Morey's a fraud. Glenn Rivers is not really a good, great guy. And they're both nice guys, but they're just not that good. This organization is not going to have a championship under this current regime.
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
All right. Bob, do you have a quarterback controversy?
Yeah, this one's the Green Bay Packers when Brett Favre was trying to come back after they had declared Aaron Rodgers their starter. This is back in, I think, 2008.
Yep. So Favre and Rodgers is a good one. That is a good one. You're in the mix. But you're in York, Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Well, if whatever you win will be worth your while to use it to come down from York. I appreciate the call. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Let's go to Ron. You're on WIP.
Yeah, hi, Howard. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Okay. I want to talk about the remaining Eagles schedule. I think it doesn't make any difference. They have to beat Washington twice. And all week on the station, everybody's talking, you got to root for Dallas. It was sickening, to be honest with you. And you couldn't reason with these people. You got to beat the Redskins. You got to win out the season, and you'll be in the playoffs. It's simple as that.
Yeah, right. If you do win out, and unfortunately, I think they're going to split with Washington. But they have a chance to win both games. I think they'll win. If Washington wins against Dallas, they have a better chance to beat Washington when they play next week at home, because coming off Dallas and coming off a Dallas win, it's hard for a team to get up for the game the next week. So it's better if Washington beats Dallas. And then you're halfway there to beating Washington twice, and they'll play them again.
Well,
that's the
I agree.
Game of the season. I know.
And I believe that it will be a testimony to the Eagles how good they are if they win out. If they don't win out, they're not going to win the Super Bowl. But at least it's a chance for them to prove they're better than what we think.
That's a good point. Do you think they're better than you think?
Right now, no. I think they are what they are as far as. I think they're maybe one game over 500 for the season, which would make them 9-8. That may get them into the playoffs. I don't know. But I'm hoping, and there's no way I could root for Dallas. I don't care what it means. I just cannot root for Dallas.
You can't, huh?
Nah.
Mm-mm. Can't bring it upon yourself.
Nah.
Well, you know what? I don't really care if people root for Dallas or not. The best option is Washington winning the game. I don't know.
I agree.
So hard to understand.
I agree. Anyway, my quarterback controversy has to do with Dallas, and that would be Troy Aikman, and I guess it was Steve Walsh. Was that his name?
Yeah, I don't know that that was really a controversy because it became quickly became obvious that Aikman was the guy. Now, what Jimmy Johnson did is he drafted them both with number one picks in that 1 year just to make sure, but he did the right thing. He wanted to make sure he had a quarterback, and he did find one with Troy Aikman.
But they did go back and forth with them. But anyway, that's my answer for that.
Okay. I appreciate the call, Ryan. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Take care. All right, let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on WIP.
Howard, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Hear me?
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
Okay. You want to get this quarterback controversy out of the way before I forget? Because I'm your age, and I forget a lot of stuff.
Well, I don't forget anything. I got a mind like a steel trap.
The caller previous to that caller was really funny. He was a hard act to follow. But anyhow,
who's that, Arthur?
I'm going to win.
Yeah, Arthur's. He is actually a convicted felon. I'm an equal opportunity for the callers. You guys that been in the joint. He's a felon. I'll do everything. I have them.
He's
all.
Funny. So I'm going to win this quarterback controversy because I got Daryl LaMonica. You remember the old man George Blanda coming in.
Well,
they kept George Blanda on the team to kick a field
so
goal.
Far. I mean, I remember both quarterbacks, but I don't remember the quarterback controversy. George Blanda
was more of a kicker.
I remember Blanda as the kicker, even though he was a quarterback.
Well, what you got to remember is this. When LaMonica would struggle, Blanda would come in and lead him in a fourth quarter drive. You don't remember any of that?
I remember Blanda as a quarterback, but I remember him mostly as a kicker because he did both back. He did both, which doesn't happen anymore.
I
remember Daryl LaMonica, but I don't remember the controversy. But it was whatever.
I really enjoy your show, and I feel about the Philadelphia teams. We don't talk about the Eagles, but I agree with you. These teams are what they are. Philadelphia fans get so angry.
No,
I listen to Big Nose in the morning, and they get so angry when they lose, and they get so sky high when we win. That team, I'm a Eagles fan. I love the Eagles, but they are, isn't that what you say? They are what they are.
I think the Eagles are better than people, although I thought they'd win 8 games. If they were lucky, they'd win 9 games. So it'll be kind of right where I thought they'd be. But there's a lot of people that didn't think they would be that good. And a lot of people wanted to fire everybody after 3 weeks, which was a joke.
I just wanted
Nick
to talk
Sirianni
to you about
Nick Sirianni has every right to be here for at least next year. Jonathan Gannon, I still believe, is a good defensive coordinator. And people got to stop with all that nonsense. They just got to stop. They don't have to. They can do whatever they want, but they won't.
I hope Gannon succeeds, but we had Jim Schwartz who didn't blitz. And then when we played the Chargers and they went on that last-minute drive, were we playing a prevent defense that didn't prevent anything? Like when we started to blitz.
I don't think the defense was playing that well. I think they're new coaches and they were trying to get a feel of what the players could do. But players got to make plays. I mean, it's the bottom line. Players have to make plays. And if your defensive line is not getting a good enough pass rush, then your secondary can't cover guys forever back there, and the whole thing, it's all a part of one. Defensive schemes obviously make a difference against certain teams, but it's too easy to blame the coach and not the players. But I appreciate Jim, I appreciate your call. Have a happy holiday.
Hey, I just wanted to say one more thing. Why did it take him so long to figure out that Wilson couldn't play and they were going to put Edwards in?
Who? Oh, Wilson. But again, they're new, and they're not the only team that had very little camp. All that nonsense with the inter-squad games was a joke. Oh, they won the inter-squad games. Oh, really? I'm still trying to check the standings for that. I can't find them anywhere. Can somebody help me with that? All that nonsense.
Howard, thank you.
All right, have a happy holiday. 215-592-9494. I still want to get to that quarterback that's lobbying to be on the Eagles. We'll get to that when we come back. WIP Sports Time is now 9:20. If you're thinking about snacking on anything other than a tasty cake, you're making a huge miscake. Yes, you are. Melted milkshake, it's a miscake. crumbly sticky s'mores, yeah, that's a missed cake too. And one that if you bake, and you know, good luck to you, but that's, if it's not a tasty cake, it's a missed cake. Because nothing satisfies like a great, sweet, delicious butterscotch crimpet. This time of the day, always, always good. Or, and I love both of these, a chocolate peanut butter candy cake. It's so great. So is everything you get from Tasty Cake. Terrific. Tasty Cake. Accept no substitutes.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
94 WIP. All right, let me get this out of the way, because I think it's ridiculous. Kenny Pickett, who's a quarterback for Pittsburgh, University of Pittsburgh, and they're a good team this year. And Kenny Pickett had a really good year. Is he up for the Heisman, too? I don't know if he's one of the guys in New York. They're going to have that announcement today. It's going to be the quarterback from Alabama. I mean, there's too much attention to him. It's usually a quarterback, although Devontae Smith won last year. But Kenny Pickett, in reality, is a good quarterback, but also in reality, he doesn't grade out to be a number one draft pick. But he will be in the first round, because teams reach for quarterbacks, and they will reach for Kenny Pickett. But listen to him on the Dan Patrick Show, lobbying to get himself not only into the first round, but to try to make it like, oh, yeah, it just he wants to be on the Eagles. He wants to be a first-round pick. But all right, let's listen to Kenny Pickett.
You grew up in Jersey. Favorite quarterback growing up?
Donovan McNabb. I was a big Eagles fan.
Oh. Did you meet him?
I met him once at kind of like a fanfare. I got some pictures. I was like 6 or 7 years old. So it was back in the day.
Do you remember what it was like, that feeling?
I do. I was a huge Eagles. I used to go to the games with my dad all the time. It's like an hour and a half drive from my house, and we grew up big Eagles fans. That one famous game against Green Bay and Brett Favre, and I was at that game back in, I think, like 2005 maybe. So, it's way back.
Eagles got three first-round picks there, Kenny.
They do. They do.
Is that it? I thought he said he would like to be drafted by the Eagles. I thought I did hear that. But kind of implying. I thought he implied a little bit more than that. But, yeah, he's not going to be taken by the Eagles. The fact that he's an Eagles fan is great. It's great stories. By the way, the Brett Favre game, I don't think was 2005. But it doesn't matter. But I remember that game. 2003? Yeah, I think it was 2003. But that was a great game. It was Brett Favre, but that was the Freddie Mitchell catch. That was the 4th and 26. And that's what I remember from that game. I think Brett Favre threw an interception late in the game. But that was just a gigantic game. It was a gigantic game. All right, let's go to Bill. Bill, you're on WIP.
Coming at you live from Frankfurt, Cotman, Howard. How are you?
Yeah, it's a wonderful area there. Although there was a crime there near not far from there the other day, which wasn't good. But
yeah, well, there's crimes all over this stinking city. What are you going to do? Anyway, listen, you waited too long. I'm dealing with all these quarterback controversies. I'm down to Y.A. Tittle and friggin' Johnny Unitas. You're killing me. I don't know what to pick.
Well, you're not going to get Y.A. Tittle and Johnny. Did they play on the same team?
I don't even know. All
no,
I know
they didn't play on the same team.
I was going to pick Favre and Rodgers, but that guy Bob got it.
What's with that?
I was going to pick Favre and Rodgers, but the other guy got it. Anyway, I'm probably going to go with somebody like from the Bears, like maybe like Cutler and Foles. That's the least I can do.
I tell you, that's not going to win. I'm not even going to waste your time.
Well, because you wasted my time and waiting me win all this time.
Do you want to talk about the NFL this week?
Yeah, I want to talk about some football. Listen, this Washington-Dallas game is important in a sense that, well, obviously the Eagles with a bye is a great time for a bye to rest up their bodies. And
it's usually not a great time, but it happens to be a better time for the Eagles because of all the injuries.
Right. You know what I mean. But I think this Dallas game, I'm trying to break it down here. You know, obviously Washington has a better coach, and Dallas has a better quarterback. Now, if you can keep Ezekiel under 100 yards, and you can get that kid CD Lamb from Washington to get over 100.
Well, Zeke Elliott will be under 100 yards.
I know that, and you know that. But they're supposed to be healthy this week. Now, they have a better quarterback, Dallas, whether or not he's going to show up and the team's going to show up.
That's really rocket science, Bill.
Yeah, I know. But listen, my prediction is going to be probably a very close game. Probably going to end up being a tie for all intents and purposes. It's going to come down to a field goal. And both of their kickers really stink. I mean, Zuliner, he's all about calling the Legatron or something. And then the other kid, they brought in from Chicago. He's like a third string cat. So it's going to come down to a field goal that game. It's going to be a low score. But I noticed that the Redskins, they won four in a row, and they won. They haven't beaten Dallas three times in a row in the last 33 years, which is an interesting fact.
It's irrelevant as far as
I'm concerned. It is irrelevant, but it's just a numbers thing I'm looking at because I like doing numbers like you do.
Hey, let me just tell you this, Bill. It is better if the Washington football team wins. Appreciate the call. It's just better. Mark, you're on WIP.
Morning, Howard.
Hi.
I'd like to explain to you briefly, if I can, why Richie Allen's not in the Hall of Fame.
Okay. Well, if you can do it briefly, that'd be great.
First of all, Don Hoke hated his guts. Bobby Wine disliked him. Cookie Rojas and Tony Taylor, and they had no comment on the matter. Clay Dalrymple, who cares? The pitching staff, other than Jim Bunning, hated his guts. Chris Short, Art Mahaffey, Ray Culp, they all hated his guts. Even the manager.
Okay, let me just add something.
But the main reason is he got in a little confrontation there with Mr. Thomas, the first baseman.
Yeah, see, that's all irrelevant. That's all irrelevant because Ty Cobb got in and some people think that he may have killed somebody. So again, don't tell me about, and Ty Cobb was a great player. I'm not questioning his playing. But here's the reality of the situation. And I've spoken personally to Jim Cott, who was a teammate of Dick Allen at that time with the White Sox, and he said he was one of the best teammates that he ever had, ever, ever.
Well, he did cause a lot of dissension.
Okay. And Mike Schmidt said the same thing. So
he had high character, no class, and no integrity.
Well, that's nonsense.
Johnny Callison demanded a trade to get off that team just to get away from him.
This is all stuff that you're saying that I don't know is true. His numbers are without question, not even close, Hall of Fame numbers. You know, you're not supposed to get into the personality, because if you did that, half the guys wouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. Stop with this. You know, you have a vendetta against Richie, Dick, Allen, whatever you want to call him. He was a great player who is a Hall of Fame player. That simple. Jack, how are you today, Jack?
Hey, Howard, give me a second, Howard.
Okay.
Hey, Howard, what's wrong with that kid from Pittsburgh lobbying playing for the Eagles? At least we'll get somebody here that wants to play for him, not like Ben Simmons.
He's not, you know, he's not good enough to be drafted that high in the first round.
And, yeah, Howard, another thing, don't be surprised if that kid wins the Heisman. He put up some dynamite numbers this year,
yeah,
that kid.
He might. By the way, let me just tell you about Pickett. He's 24 years old, which teams don't like to take quarterbacks that are that old. All right. You know, it's not old by our standards, but in the NFL world, that is old.
I think he's got a good shot to win the Heisman.
I don't think he's going to win the Heisman. He also has small hands, and that's not good for a quarterback. Well, I'm just giving you facts.
It sounds like you calmed down a little bit on the Flyers. Last week, you were like myself. You were ranting a raver for the firing of the coach.
I wasn't ranting and raving. I just thought that if they don't win, it was going to happen. I didn't rant and rave about the coach, because here's the reality. There's not much interest in the Flyers right now for obvious reasons, because they're terrible.
They are. That's a real disappointment. And I thought that guy was going to bring life to the team.
For a lot of people.
He's been one of the biggest disappointments in Philadelphia's coaches. The Flyer coach, he was horrible. He was horrible.
The players are horrible.
Yeah, but the coach, they go off the coach, Howard. Yeah, come on.
You know, it's always the coach. It's always the coach. You know, whether Alain Vigneault was the right guy or not, and obviously he may not have been, but that's not – are you going to tell me those players are good enough?
Oh, not at all. Look at the contract. They didn't learn their lesson, like I said this week with Angelo. They didn't learn their lesson with Giroux. And then they give this other guy another 7-year contract. And he's an average player at best. At best.
Yeah. Well, let's not worry about the Flyers. They're right now irrelevant.
I think the Eagles run the table. Yo, Howard, the Eagles run the table. The Cowboys fall totally apart, and we don't have to worry about nothing.
So you said the Eagles are going to win the division?
The Eagles run the table, Dallas falls apart, and the Eagles will be at top of the division at the end of the year.
All right. I'll remember you said that, Jack. I don't think that's going to happen, but it wouldn't be a bad thing. But I'll remember you said that. All right, your quarterback controversy, you have one?
I want to go way back in the day, Howard, to them Thanksgiving days, Cowboys and the Redskins. I want to go Roger Staubach and Danny White.
You know what, that probably was a little bit of it, but it won't win, Jack, but it's, you know what, that's not bad. I'll give you credit. That's not bad. Now let's go to Mike. Mike, you're on WIP.
Yeah, what's up, man? How you doing?
You tell me what's up.
Army-Navy. Sounds like a good game.
It's
anyway,
in Philadelphia this year. It's at the Meadowlands.
It sucks, doesn't it?
That's all right. So
you think they'll hold Hurts out and let Minshew, you know, get another look at Minshew?
Minshew's a terrific backup quarterback. Hurts has got to be your quarterback. You got to find out about him. You got to find it. Stop all this nonsense with Minshew. You know, he did a really nice job. He does some things that are better than Hurts. But Hurts, you got to find out about Hurts. I think Hurts is Hurts is a little bit better. I don't know if he's good enough to take him to the next level. But you've got to find out, and you got to let him do it. If he's healthy next week.
You're probably right. Anyway, the controversy I got is Joe Flacco and Lamar Jackson. He refused to pull Jackson out of that playoff game, and I think that was a bit of a controversy.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a stretch, but it's not bad. All right, we'll qualify it. You're in the mix. All right, Mark Lawrence will come up. We'll take a look at the weekend football, the Army-Navy game today. No Eagles game, but the NFL this week, and a little preview of how he looks at the bowl games. 215, and we'll take some more of your guesses and your questions coming up after Mark Lawrence. 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin. We're at the fabulous, sensational Borgata. WIP Sports Time. It's now 9:37. All right, here's what's happening. right here at Borgata. Not only is it a fun place and a great place, you're only miles away from your happy place. Your experience will be great, and you can experience award-winning restaurants, great bars, exciting bars, live music, big-name entertainment. What more do you want? Spacious casino filled with your favorite games, and they freshen up the things. I've seen them put new slot in the last couple of months, new slot machines. It's just everything's fresh and beautiful here. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. Start planning your getaway. You can do it today. You're a winner this winter when you play Borgata's $500,000 winning Wonderland. From now through December 25th, that's Christmas if you don't know it by now, you can earn entries on slots and table games for your chance at being one of 800 lucky winners. Unwrap one of two 2022 Lexus GX 460s and enjoy over $375,000 in bonus slot dollars. Play now for your weekly chance to win with a grand prize drawing on December 25th. You can check it all out. The sports book's great. They'll take any large bet that you have. Anything. You got it right here at Borgata. The Borgata. TheBorgata.com for more details.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
94 WIP, one college football game today. We still have the pro games tomorrow, the last week of byes. The Eagles are one of them. And to check all that and get a little oversight of the bowl games, as we have on every Saturday, Mark Lawrence. Mark, how are you this fine Saturday?
I'm doing just terrific, Howard. How are you?
It's another day in paradise here at the Borgata. You know, how bad can it be? All right, so today we have... You know, before we get to the game today, when you look at these bowl games, is there anything specifically that you look for or kind of key in on?
A couple of things that I'm looking for right initially out of the gate. Number one, I like to look at these what I call virgin bowl teams, teams that have not been to a bowl game in any of the last 3 years, basically meaning that nobody on the roster has been to a bowl game. And what we want to do, basically, is to play against favorites, old favorites who can't handle the weight, and play on underdogs that are coming off wins, which vaulted them to the bowl games. And there are a bunch of bowl virgins this year. The one favorite is Oregon State, a football team that hasn't been bowling in quite a while. And they're going to dress up as a favorite this year. A nice team, but again, they have to carry the weight of laying points in a bowl game in which they are a true bowl virgin. So
yeah, and they're playing a good team. I'm trying to forget who
they're playing. Utah State is who they're playing.
Yeah,
yes,
right.
Playing a real nice team, and you know it's a game where you got a really good coaching matchup. Utah State, that Blake Anderson, most improved team in college football, by the way, this year. Utah State was, so they're really rather thrilled to be here. I'm not saying Oregon State isn't, but it's still a bad situation for Oregon State having to lay points in a bowl game when they're not familiar with that. That's one thing that I'm looking at. Another might be teams that won a bowl game surprisingly last year as an underdog of more than 6 points. They tend to bounce the next year when they go back into a bowl game. You've got four of them this year, and just remember these guys. They're going to put them on our fade list here. One is Ball State, who's never hard to fade. Liberty, surprisingly, won a bowl game as a big dog last year. So, too, did Hawaii. But we've got stuff the other way to be on Hawaii in that game, so I'll be doing a double take there. And the last one is Mississippi, who I can make a good case to fade them, the Rebels, off this big season that they had. And they won big as a 6.5-point bulldog last year. So that's one thing. And the final thing I'm looking at are teams that go into the same bowl this year that they were in last year. They oftentimes aren't as elated going back to the same bowl. That would be Coastal Carolina this year. They're playing Northern Illinois. And Northern Illinois doesn't look like much, but they won more games straight up as an underdog this year, 6 of them, than any team did in college football. And you also figure Northern Illinois is to be thrilled to be in this bowl game, and Coastal Carolina is probably disappointed, so that could be a flat spot for Coastal Carolina.
All right, and today's game, Army-Navy, you know, it's going to be you can go to sleep for a half an hour and not see a point and not miss a point, but who do you like in this game?
Well, I'm going to look at Army plus the points here. I mean, I'm sorry, Navy plus the points here against Army. Army won. They have a bowl bid in their back pocket. They're going to the Armed Forces Bowl. Number two, Army can lose this game and still retain the Commander-in-Chief trophy. So they're not playing to win that trophy.
How does that work?
Well, because if they lose, they'll end up in a tie with Air Force.
Oh, right.
And
okay.
If two teams tie, it stays with the team that won it last, which would in this case be Army.
Wow.
So, you know, they're not going to lose it that way. And, you know, and the other thing here is you've got a military dog who was shut out last year by their opponent. Navy was shut out by Army 15-0 last year. And it might also lead to a low-scoring football game, which we've seen a lot of lately here. I can get under 35 points here just because these two teams love to run the football, chew up the clock, and before you know it, the game's over. So I can only look at, in this game, Navy and the under.
Okay. All right. So now let's look at the pros. No Eagles game, but who do you like?
I'm going to look at the two teams. I'm going to fade two favorites that are leaking oil. They've been outyarded their last three games in a row, and they're favored in big football games. One, I'm going to play Washington plus 4.5 against Dallas. The Cowboys, three straight games in a row, they've been outyarded. Four of the last five, they've been outyarded, in fact. You've got a Dallas team that started out the season 6-0 straight up into the spread. Now they're only 2-3 straight up into the spread the last five games, and that's because of this defense they have. It's a 27th-ranked defense, allows more than 370 yards a game. On the other side, you've got Washington on this major winning run, four straight wins, all as underdogs, and here they are, a division underdog again in this role. I think Washington pulls the rug out on Dallas again on Sunday.
All right, who else do you like?
I think I'm going to hold my nose and play Houston Texans in this football game. against Seattle, and that's the key, against Seattle. Seattle has lost the yards 11 straight games in a row. They've been outyarded. I don't know what they're doing as an 8.5-point favorite, let alone on the road. You've got here in Houston a new quarterback, which usually bodes well for a football team. But you've also got them embarrassed, red-faced after being shut out at home in their last game. And home teams in the National Football League that were shut out at home the previous game in a 30-0 or worse beating, they are 10-1 against the spread to bounce back, you know, to erase that egg off their face. So I'll play Houston plus the points for our second play.
You know, there's a couple of revenge games. Is there any revenge game that really appeals to you?
Well, I think you got to look real hard at the Cleveland Browns this particular week. You know, they took on the chops 2 weeks ago against Baltimore. had a bye week, and so this is really a right-back revenge rematch here for Cleveland. And Baltimore, while the Browns aren't hitting on all cylinders, neither is Baltimore. This offense hasn't scored more than 20 points in four straight football games in a row. I think that has to be a big revenge game. And so, too, with the Rams, I think, on Monday night against Arizona. Arizona went into L.A. and beat them earlier in the year, and they're trailing Arizona by two games. I think the Rams will come up with their best effort on Monday night as well.
All right, and the Eagles next week, we'll deal with that. Next week they play Washington. It'd actually be better, I think, if Washington wins the game for the Eagles next week. When you beat Dallas, those teams tend to go a little
soft. Yep, exactly. Yep, exactly.
All right, if people have interest in Mark's services, 800-321-7777 on the Internet at playbooksports.com. Mark, have a great week, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Have a good time, Howard. Enjoy the games. Be well and stay safe.
All right.
Thanks.
Take care, Mark Lawrence. All right. Now let's see if we can get some more quarterback controversy. There's one missing from the Eagles that I thought was a good one, too, that people haven't said yet. Rick, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. Thanks for taking my call.
No
I have
problem.
A controversy, and I have a question for you.
Sure.
My controversy had, I think, pretty decent impact on the fortune of both teams, and it was the Phillip Rivers Drew Brees controversy.
Where was that? That was so. It was San Diego, but he got traded. It never really developed into a controversy because Drew Brees got hurt too.
Yeah, I understand that, but there was still talk about who they were going to keep and who they weren't going to keep, and then they ended up trading Drew Brees.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, but I think one of the main reasons is Brees got hurt. It was an injury that a lot of teams didn't think he would recover well enough from. Yeah, so it would be interesting. But I'll let you. Did you want to say something quickly about the Eagles?
Yeah, I mean, what level of concern do you have that we're going to miss on these draft pick first rounders we have when the guy in charge – couldn't take Justin Jefferson when he fell on his lap.
I think he's just got to work with and take the advice of. There's some good people in that room, and he's got to be more willing to take the advice of those other people. And if he does that, I think it would be better for sure. Now, there's been some good draft picks, so let's not say everything he does is bad. But there have been some good picks. But I think you got to. Share the knowledge that you have in that room. Jesse, you're in Miami, Jesse?
Yeah, long time, first time. How you doing?
Great. Boy, it's nice of you to call from Miami.
I just got back from a walk. You inspired me to start walking. All that walking you were doing after the pandemic, you know?
I'm still doing them. That's great.
Yeah, it's so nice, right? Yeah, so I have a controversy, and I have an Eagles point.
Go ahead.
So the controversy is something of an Eagles controversy, and it kind of transcends what you think of as a typical quarterback controversy. It's when we brought in Michael Vick to replace Kevin Cobb. I mean, that controversy wasn't just a local controversy; it was a national controversy. So I think that qualifies possibly.
Yeah, but I think it was a national controversy because of the situation with Michael Vick more than. It was with Kevin Cobb. It was, you know, you're bringing a guy that's come out of jail, and the crime he committed was really not, it was really bad. But Michael Vick really did a lot of things to change his life and change the person he was, and I give him credit for that. But I think that's more or less with that controversy. All right, quickly, your Eagles point.
Yeah. So your point about this quarterback draft being really soft, I think what Howie's going to do is, you know, parlay some of the picks we have this year into the following year in the first round. So he has a little bit of job security, give Hurts another year to prove himself, and then possibly have that insurance down the road to pick up a quarterback. I don't know who's coming out that year, but, you know.
It probably wouldn't be a bad thing to put it into next year. That's not bad. It's not a bad thought. Mario, you're on WIP.
Yeah, Howard, how are you?
Great.
Yeah, I got two questions. In two quarterback controversies,
right, make them quick.
All right, ready? First question: Eagles finished 9-7. They split with Washington, beat the Giants, beat Dallas. Do they go to the playoffs?
Yes.
That's the first question.
Yep.
Second question: if Jalen Hurts continues on the same path he's been on all year, same numbers, except for the Giants game. Do you bring him back next year?
Well, I think he'll be back because there's not many quarterbacks.
Two quarterbacks.
Some of those numbers are kind of a little inflated because of come from behind yards and numbers. But no, he'll be back next year because there's no quarterbacks.
Right.
No,
two quarterback controversies.
All right.
Washington's Billy Kilmer, Sonny Jurgensen, if I may. And the second one I have is
No. Only one. We'll put you in there. Steve, you're on WIP. Quick comment about Hurts that you want to make and the quarterback controversy.
Okay, yeah, quick question. If Hurts was drafted by the Patriots and working under Belichick and McDaniel and played 14 or 15 games as he did for the Eagles,
no, he wouldn't be any better.
Same pace developmentally or better?
He wouldn't be any better. Because I think Josh McDaniels is a fraud, just like Bill Belichick is a really good coach, but he's a defensive coach. Josh McDaniels failed as a head coach. He wanted Tim Tebow. How did that work out for him? Give me a break. All right, so
good
what's
point.
Your quarterback controversy?
I probably missed them all, but did that Brady Bledsoe, was that said?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
All right.
I got
Thanks.
Nothing.
Thanks, man. Thanks for – there's an Eagles one that I liked. I don't know if it would win. But, Jim, your quarterback controversy.
Hey, Howard. I got Jaworski and Randall Cunningham.
Already mentioned. You have another one.
Okay, I got Montana and Young.
That's already mentioned. That was an easy one. All right. You have another one. You're done, huh? All right. No problem. All right, let's go to Tony. Tony, you're on WIP.
All right.
Your quarterback controversy.
Wentz and Hurts.
Wentz and Hurts. Okay.
Yes. They're still battling over it. This guy's looking for a job next year. The other guy is doing great. And that was a compliment.
All right. You're in the mix, but I'll say that I think Wentz and Foles was a better one. People wanted Foles to come back. The one that people missed was Randall and McMahon. Randall was replaced in a playoff game by Buddy Ryan by Jim McMahon, and that created a controversy. And Jim, then it became, you know, you can throw Rodney Pete in there, but that's not as much. But I don't know that that would have won. All right, our millennial crew, Kyle again, just a little under the weather this week. So Dan Wilson's back there doing a great job. So Dan the millennial and Bill Matz the millennial here. They come up with the decisions for first and second place. First place, let me just mention it, a $100 gift certificate for DeBruno Brothers, where the food is great, the catering is great, the gift baskets and gift boxes and everything they're sending across the country for a lot of people right now are terrific. Stores are wonderful. You got to check them out. $100 gift certificate for first place. And then for second place, another fine gift certificate, Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon, the secret to finishing your holiday shopping. Three locations, and they're all beautiful. Glen Mills, Springfield, Center City at the Lowe's Hotel. You can check them out in person or online at josephanthony.com. Gift cards are available. A great gift for people. All right. Millennial crew, what do you got?
Yeah, so number two, the winner of the Joseph Anthony gift card. We had to get at least one Eagles quarterback controversy in here. We went Randall and Jaws. So that is Bob and Doylestown.
Okay, so Bob and Doylestown. Randall and Jaws was, because people don't remember. Randall Cunningham used to come in on third downs. Buddy Ryan was an idiot as a head coach. But, all right, so, Bob, you win the $50 gift certificate for Joseph Anthony, where whoever you give it to is going to love it. All right, and number one.
And number one is another Bob in York. Pretty typical millennial pick from us here. We went Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers.
You know, Favre and Rodgers, that's a millennial pick, but that's a good one. Aaron Rodgers still probably holds a grudge. The grudge started when he was drafted in the late first round of the draft. That's where the grudge started. But that is a good one, and they win the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers, where everything they get, they will enjoy. You can check it out, all of it, at debruno.com. All right, so we have our winners. We have everything rolling. Thanks to Bill Matz, who's here, Dan Wilson back at the studio. Everybody have a great weekend. Glenn Macnow and Ray Dittinger are next. There is no quarterback controversy. because Jalen Hurts, if healthy, will start. And it's better. It's better if Washington wins. But what the hell? If the Eagles win all four games, it won't make any difference. Now, will that happen? Yeah, that's a long shot. But whatever. Everybody have a great, great weekend. Thanks to the people also here at the Borgata. I'm Howard Eskin, enjoying everything here. WIP Sports Time is 9:58, and if you're thinking about snacking on anything other than a tasty cake, that's a huge miss cake. Melder milkshake, that's a miss cake. Sticky s'mores, bigger miss cake. If you want to bake, that might be a miss cake too. If it's not a tasty cake, it's a miss cake. Remember that, because anything you get from Tasty Cake is great, and nothing satisfies like a perfectly sweet butterscotch crimpet, rich and creamy chocolate, peanut butter, candy cake. Tasty Cake, accept no substitutes. And everybody, have a great one. And we'll get Arthur back to sing more Christmas carols next week. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.